I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest fuel pipeline in the country remains disabled today after hackers came looking for ransom. Colonial Pipeline has now dispatched workers to manually open valves to move some fuel in Georgia, the Carolinas, Maryland, and New Jersey. The U.S. requires most of the electric power grid to have protections against cyber attacks, but for pipeline companies, hardening against hackers is only a suggestion, not a rule. The head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is saying now that needs to change. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been talking to people on the hunt for gas, with some stations running dry, in part because people are topping up just in case.
Nicholas Medley lives in Pensacola, Florida, with his wife and two young kids, ages 2 and 4. He said from what he's seeing, just driving around town,
maybe 70% of the stations around here are just completely out, and the other 30% have long lines and high prices.
Now, he drives a Tesla, so he's not hurting for gas, but his wife drives a regular old minivan.
And we're having a carpool now because she was running low on gas before the shortage happened, and it happened in the blink of an eye. There was no warning.
No warning for McLean Merrick either. He lives in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, coincidentally only about 10 miles southeast of Colonial Pipeline's headquarters. He says he's got an almost full tank right now and works about a mile from his home, but he just hopes he doesn't have an emergency.
Once I hit the 50% mark, I'll probably be walking to work, and we'll probably be walking to dinner and wait for this to pass.
Colonial told federal officials it will know later today whether it's safe to restart gasoline and diesel flows. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.